Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging around with me. It's my pleasure, as always. And I'm excited about introducing you to Vince Crewe, who is a new friend of ours. Vince is very much interested in helping people understand the role that ethics plays in everything we do, but especially in the marketplace. He's the author of Everyday Ethics, Everlasting Consequences. He's our new friend. Vince Crewe, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Jim. Good to be with you.
It's good to have you here. Congratulations on your book.
Appreciate that. Thank you.
I have a quote that I want to recite to you, and it's something that I think about all the time. It was something that that was said by and all of a sudden the guy's name left me. I'll think of it in a second. But the quote is, "Integrity has no need of rules." How do you like that?
Huh.
Camus, Albert Camus said
sure,
that.
Sure, sure.
The French author and Nobel laureate. Integrity has no need of rules. Isn't that a great statement?
It is. It is. And it even reminds me and I will not paraphrase it right and do it justice, but when President Bush signed the Sarbanes-Oxley Act into legislation,
a sad day in America, by the way.
Yeah, well, indeed, and in essence, he said, and the quote's in the book, but I won't get it right. But he said something to the effect that no amount of laws or legislation is really going to change the corruption and the practices that we have in business. It will need to happen with the soul of each corporate citizen.
Isn't that the problem with politics today, Vince? Politicians think that they can legislate everything.
Well, sure, and I mean the reality is, unfortunately, that's all they can do.
Right.
That's what they're called to do. All that politicians can do is tax the people, spend the money, and legislate laws.
Well, you know,
yes.
You know, Vince, in my work, obviously, my sole purpose in life, professionally, is to help small business owners be all that they can be. That's what I wake up thinking about. That's what I go to bed thinking about. But one of my most important things to do is to talk some people out of going into business. Part of my job is to help people understand that this is not for everybody. And if I can convince somebody not to do it who shouldn't be doing it, then I've done a good job. So my point is, you know, what are we got to do to get politicians to realize sometimes the best thing you can do is nothing?
You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right, Jim. The whole basis of our economy and our way of life is to allow free markets, to allow people to make the decisions on their own. And quite frankly, when it comes to the ethical or unethical conduct in business, clearly, if everyone wants to do business with someone who's honorable, someone who has integrity, mm-hmm. someone who stands behind their word, and if that person doesn't do that, they're going to be out of business in a matter of time, so the constant intervention, which I realize people say, oh my goodness, there ought to be a law, somebody ought to do something about it. Well, the legislators are happy to do that. That's what they do. But we just don't need more laws. We need more consequences for some of the scoundrels that are getting caught.
And speaking of which, you know, I did a little math on this. Vincent, at the time of the WorldCom, Enron, Tyco, all that, when all that was going on, those I did a little math, and I determined that of the number of companies who had committed those kinds of corporate atrocities, they represented 8/10,000ths of all the publicly traded companies in America. 8/10,000ths, and yet those handful of companies were created, resulted in Sarbanes-Oxley. And the truth is that every single person who committed those crimes has been tried and convicted of them and is now serving time or has served time or has been punished under laws that were already in place before Sarbanes-Oxley.
There you have it. And, Jim, you're a much better statistician and researcher than I am. I was not aware of that that figure. But therein also lies a part of the mix when it comes to looking at ethical conduct in the workplace and in society, and that's the role that media plays. And
right.
And we see that media always is interested in something that's exciting, something that's going to catch someone's attention. So certainly this small 8/10,000ths of a percent.
They're about 15,000
on that.
There are about 15,000 at that time. There were about 15,000 publicly traded companies in the United States, and there were six or seven or eight companies that did that.
So that's right.
You can do that. One of the things that I've said, Vince, is that the color of ethics is gray. When things are black and white, those are easy. I mean, that's yes, no, true, false. But ethics lies in the middle, doesn't it? In the gray area, doesn't it?
Well, I tell you, I have to laugh because one of the things that I stated many years ago in one of the workshops that I was conducting for the group of certified public accountants is that when it comes to ethics, it is black and white, and only the people are gray. So a little spin on that,
yeah.
when it comes to knowing what's right and wrong, I think in our heart of hearts, we absolutely know what's right or what's wrong, but we try and explain it away by saying,
yeah.
Well, this isn't quite that wrong,
right.
This isn't quite that right.
When we come back, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, I want to get Vince to help us understand what his definition of everyday ethics is. And Vince, tell us where your book's available, please.
It's available at reachdevelopment.com.
Everyday
right
ethics.
Off the internet.
Everyday ethics, everlasting consequences. Vince Crewe is the author. He and I will be right back. Here's Mr. Richard Pennyman to take us out. It's Little Richard to you and me.
Hi, Jim. This is Beverly Inman Ebel, author of Talk Is Not Cheap at TalkListen.com. Congratulations on the 10th anniversary of the Small Business Advocate Show. Way to go, Jim. You did not stop at dreaming. You did it.
We're back. It's 23 after. There's Santana bringing us back, and it's good to continue to be with you. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. That's where you can find the show and all the things that we do here. The articles, the Brain Trust members, the newsletter, the blog, all that stuff is there just for you. Use it to your advantage. And please, when you get there, please be sure to subscribe to my free newsletter. If you decide you don't like it later, you can unsubscribe yourself. We'll take you off the list. It happens. It's actually easier to unsubscribe than it is to subscribe. But basically, all you got to do is just give us your email address, and we'll send you the email by on Sunday afternoon, get you ready for the week ahead. I think you'll like it. It's a lot of people. We're over thousands and thousands, well over 10,000 people are receiving the newsletter every week, and we appreciate that. And then, of course, we have our knowledge base, askjim.biz, where you can get small business answers now. Check those out. And if you can show up, we'll let you hang out with us. No barrier to entry. Everything is free. Vince Crewe is our guest. He's the author of Everyday Ethics, Everlasting Consequences. Vince, when we were talking a minute ago about ethics and whether it's black and white or gray, the reason that I use the term gray is if I'm selling you something and you tell me you need it right now, and I need to make a sale, and you're ready to buy, but I actually happen to know that there's a product coming out in about a month that might be better for you, but you're ready to buy, and I'm ready to sell, am I obligated to tell you about that new product? Now the black and white says no, because I'm ready to buy, and you're ready to buy, and I'm ready to sell. You're saying I'm ready to go. But to me, the reason I say that it's gray is because I'm sitting there saying, okay, he's telling me he wants to write the check, but what are my obligations? I won't do anything wrong if I sell him this, but ethically, should I tell him about the new product?
That's a very interesting scenario, Jim, because what I would do is say it is not necessarily gray unless we examine your perspective as to how you're approaching the situation. In other words, let me say something a little further. Are you looking to engage with a person in a single transaction, mm-hmm. or are you looking to establish an experience that's going to lead to a relationship?
A relationship, exactly.
If you are looking at the short term, the near term, you would absolutely be within your values, your value system, your guidelines to say, I have what you need. This is a fair price. We can agree on it here. Now, conversely, however, if you're looking to establish a long-term relationship where that person will come to you on an ongoing basis any time they need something, now you have to think a little more strategically and say, you know what, let me sit down and understand what this person's short and long-term goals mm-hmm. are, and let me see if I do need, if I will help them by giving them more information about the product that's coming down the road, see if it would benefit them to wait, because the bottom line is they will wait if they think that that's in their best interest, and now you've made a friend, or guess what? They may buy the immediate product and come back in a month or so to buy the other product.
Well,
because
and all
they
you
have two needs to address.
And what you did was the professional thing, but what they'll think, the consequences of what you just did, they'll think that you're a very ethical person.
Exactly. They
and,
say
and what is the value of that?
The value is developing a business over time, establishing a relationship over time, and developing that one thing that is absolutely of utmost value in any personal relationship, and that is trust.
Trust and loyalty are the ROI drivers of the 21st century marketplace. And here's why, Vince, and you know this, people today don't have enough time to do all the things that have to be done. And so, Vince, if I know I can trust you, and if I know it's my loyalty in you to you will be rewarded by good performance, then it saves me a lot of time. And that's
ROI.
That's a return on my investment.
Let me give you an example, Jim, and this is something that literally happened within the last 48 hours. We all have websites today to
right.
conduct business, and I was fortunate enough to have a television interview in promoting the book and talking about some of the ethics of management, and wanted to get that video onto
mm-hmm.
the website.
Right.
Well, the station was kind enough to give me a DVD. I got it to
right.
my website dude, and he says, well, I've got to do this conversion, and we've got to get it on the day. And he quoted me. He said, you know, I think it's going to be about 8 hours of work to do
yeah.
it all. I said, that's fine. Let's get it up. Well, it turns out it took 40 hours.
Holy mackerel.
Because of some embedded, encrypted
wow.
nuances, you know, technical
and
stuff.
And he didn't tell you.
And he came back to me and he said, Vince, I'm going to abide by what I quoted you
wow.
of 8 hours. Because it was not your fault
right.
that the system was embedded. Now, do you think I'm going to go anywhere
Who are you going to call, Ghostbusters, right?
Hey, Vince, guy.
Give us your website. Give us that website, please.
It's reachdevelopment.com. And, of course, the www
reach,
in front of that.
Reachdevelopment.com. Hey, Vince, thanks for being here. Good job today.
Appreciate it.
We'll see you next time.
Thank you.
Quick break. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.